the actual hire of Peter Schwartz as the general manager of the new Long Island Arena football team. So Long Island's the only one that doesn't have a name. So I did find the exact website. It's not.
Oh, he did. It's not NFLA, because NFLA means like ear, nose, and throat.
Yeah, it's go. Something. It's goentfla.com.
Oh, goentfla.
So the teams, there's four teams: Danbury Diesel, the Fitchburg Heroes, the New Jersey Cyphers, and the Long Island team does not have a name. The Long Island Schnurs. If you look at the press release for the Long Island team and you go down to the final paragraph here, it says, familiar with the community's rich history in sports, the league has engaged WEAN radio personality Peter Schwartz.
What's WEAN?
I don't know. Maybe one of his other jobs. I don't mean, or is that what Sports Bash is on?
Or maybe they meant to put WFAN there.
Oh, okay.
And they put an E instead of an F. It's actually, the E and the F are very close on the keyboard.
Yeah. So they've engaged Ween radio personality Peter Schwartz to serve as a local advisor. In addition to his podcast and coverage of the Islanders, Peter served as a radio or in-arena voice of several Long Island-based teams, including the Dragons of the Arena Football League. He and ENTFLA officials are calling upon the community to assist in naming the team. This is Long Island's team. We want the people of this community to name it, stated League Commissioner Andre Reed.
I know what to call it. Call it the Long Island Cement.
Long Island Cement.
Yeah. Because what is Long Island? Long Island on the South Shore, beautiful beaches. On the North Shore, you got the cliffs overlooking the Sound. And then right down the middle, you got this big, long causeway of cement. And it's just, you know, it's right there. And then you got all these little communities off of that cement patch.
How about the Long Island property taxes? I mean, it's some of the highest in the country. We could do that.
We can call us maybe the Long Island Plume.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got a plume underneath because of all the jet and fuel oil that was being built in Bethpage.
How about the Long Island traffic?
Traffic.
That'd be good. The Long Island traffic. How about the Long Island serial killers? We have a couple from
Those. Yeah,
I mean that. That's
called the killers.
Long Island killers.
Yeah,
and your logo is Rex Sherman's face.
Yeah, I mean
that would be risky. But people get people's attention.
I like the Long Island traffic because you could use traffic in a lot of different ways.
Sure. Yeah.
You use traffic, car traffic, you know, trafficking, you know, all that kind of stuff that's going on around here.
The Long Island human traffickers?
Yeah.
See, that would not be good.
I don't think so.
I think that's even worse than the serial killers. I don't think you could do that, you know? But it would get some attention. It would.
What else are we known for? We're known for wineries.
You always talk about that PVC piping.
Yeah, PVC.
PVC fencing.
It's more fencing. the above ground pool, so you don't have to pay taxes. The PVC fencing that lasts for like 97 years and then has a half-life of like 150 years after that.
Yep. Yeah, Long Island above ground pools. It's got a nice ring to it, huh?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
When anybody asks fans to name something, it just does not work out.
I mean, it's going to be Sharks. It's going to be... I mean, the Riptide was good. I like that name, and I like their logo.
It was good. That was good. It was really good. Because, I mean, Riptide, Ocean, the whole thing.
Remember we had the Lizards?
We did it, which
that
it
was
made
an outdoor,
no...
That was an outdoor lacrosse.
That made no sense. There isn't a single Lizard on Long Island. Is there a Lizard on Long Island?
Not that I know. Well, yeah. Sparky.
Yeah, but he's a dragon.
Yeah, but that's in that family.
A dragon doesn't exist. It's mythical.
But it's in that family.
Is it a dragon in the lizard family?
In the reptile family, yeah.
I don't know. I disagree. If it's a mythical thing, you can't be in a family of something that's real.
Well, there is a thing called the Komodo dragon.
Yeah, but I mean, Sparky's not a Komodo dragon.
No, he doesn't fly and shoot fire at it.
I mean, you and I are Long Islanders.
Oh, yeah.
Through and through.
Right.
So what do we want to name it?
The Ball Busters.
Oh, come
the
on.
Long Island Be Ball serious. Busters. Be serious, okay? You sure? That would make two very serious people in the studio. Everybody would leave.
Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I threw out a couple that I really like. I love the serial killers. I think that's where we need to go.
How about Mike in Connecticut? Mike, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Longtime listener. Love your show, as always. Long Island Express. How about that?
Is it like Long Island Expressway?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. I actually...
Other teams have used the Express, though, right?
The L.A., USFL.
Yeah.
The king of Fakakta football. You should have gotten one of these jobs. You should be the Morristown GM.
Yeah, what are you doing? Get off your ass.
I mean, you love Fakakta football.
You know more than anybody, or better than anybody.
You really do. So the New Jersey Ciphers, they have a general manager?
What is a cipher?
It's used to break a code.
Oh, okay.
But their mascot is an owl wearing a hat.
Because owls are smart.
What a stretch. Because owls are smart? That's why? Is there a cipher? Like, is there an owl or family owl, a cipher bird in there? Like, is a bird called a cipher?
I do not think so.
Cipher owl. Yeah, it doesn't look like it.